The Amari pulled her into the bathroom, and meanwhile I was left alone in the bedroom with Tio Pepe. We were quiet for a while, and then he said, "Anita, one must think positively. That is how the greatest minds in history have survived tragedy." I felt like reminding him that I'm not one of the greatest minds, but Tio Pepe is so smart. Maybe his advice is worth a try? I close my eyes and think positively. After a while, a picture pops into my head of Papi and Tio Tony and me walking on the beach. I'm real little, and they're holding me between them and swinging me out over the waves like they're going to throw me into the sea. And I'm giggling and they're laughing, and Papi is saying, "Fly, mi hijita, fly," like I'm a little kite that is catching the wind. Then, like on a birthday, I make a wish that Papi and Tio Tony will soon be free and that we will all be together again as a family.
Hey, Papi and Tio Tony are still alive. But I guess they must be in jail. Maybe those OAS people saved them from getting killed. I wonder how Mommy knows they're alive. Maybe Mr. Mancini has ways of finding out. Let's go on to June 12, 1961, on page 113.
June 12th, 1961, Monday night, bathroom, about 10 o'clock. Sometimes, I try to think of my life in hiding as a movie that will be over in 3 hours. It makes it a lot easier to put up with Mommy's nerves. So here's the scene every night when I want to write after lights out. Setting: dark inside of closet. Mother on her mat. Not the most comfortable of beds, but a lot better than sleeping in prison or in a coffin. Action: girl feels for diary and flashlight under her pillow. Absolutely silently, she begins to slip out of the closet. Mother: whispering loud enough to wake up sleeping couple in bedroom beyond closet. "Remember, the Mancinis are asleep." Girl: "I know." Rolls her eyes in the dark, makes disgusted face, which, of course, mother can't see. Girl goes into bathroom, props flashlight on back of the toilet, and begins writing. Screen goes blurry, and scene of what she's writing unfolds before our very eyes.